what looked like was going to be the coolest fucking dive bar, but I worked with too many fucking prissy bitches.
Mm. Prissy bitches. And they walked in
and it smelled like smoke, and it had a sign on the front door that someone fucking drew really horribly that said no marijuana inside.
That rules.
And I was like, this place is the best. And everyone was like, we got to leave right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
Coming to you all the way from Northern Virginia, Go On Podcast presents How Embarrassing with Molly and Jeff.
Your job got taken.
Thanks.
How embarrassing!
How embarrassing!
How embarrassing!
Hey!
Well. What's up, motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of How Embarrassing. It's the podcast about all of our embarrassing lives. My name's Molly, and I'm back in action.
And I'm cool Jeff.
And that over there, that's producer Matt Cole.
I go by Birdie now because I quack like a duck.
And today's guest, we got old Jägermeister in the I think I want to be on a morning zoo.
I think you'd be really good at it.
This would be very crazy.
Right?
You'd be great at it.
Could you imagine doing that for like a full fucking... I guess you have music that you get to stop being that crazy.
Yeah.
With. But like doing that for a full episode of this? And then like a fart noise. Yeah, there we go. Oh, I guess it's train time,
I feel like,
guys.
It's time for Gloobles.
It's just like a it's just a more soft, like high energy what's his name? Mr. Robbers?
Ooh.
Wait, what?
Mr. Robbers?
Rogers.
Oh, Rogers, the sweater guy?
Mr. Robbers. Mr. You lost your globble.
Throw a ball into the ceiling and
go
miss.
Get it.
By the way, globbles, get them for your kid. They're fun. They're Crayola globbles. They're sticky balls. You get them online anywhere.
Why'd you buy them?
Because they were suggested for me to spend money on them.
You are the easiest person to convince to buy.
But they're
things.
So much fun.
Yeah, you're really like a level one susceptible.
Has anyone?
Mine's still stuck to the ceiling. By the way,
Jeff, have you had anything embarrassing happen to you lately?
I don't think so.
Well, that's cool.
I took a walk down the Elizabeth River Trail for the first time because I got too drunk and left my car at the bar.
See, that's not embarrassing. That's responsible.
Yeah, but it was the first time I did the trail. It was nice. I suggest it.
That was your first time ever?
Yeah, and I live right next to like
that's
an entrance
crazy.
Of it.
You've never walked on it before.
No, that was my first time. But I mean, just to get back to Chelsea, and I stopped.
Do you know about
the
video?
Car.
The video sketch I want to do.
No.
About a through
Ooh,
hiker.
A box is being opened.
A through hiker on the Elizabeth
Ooh, yeah,
River
I like
Trail.
That. Yeah, I do know that sketch. Okay. It's funny.
It's funny. But...
Somebody died on the Elizabeth River Trail?
No, she wants to do a sketch.
Yeah.
No, I want to do a video sketch.
They got coffee
like,
spilled
it's like
over.
That Reese Witherspoon movie, but it's...
Election?
Wild.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Erection.
Wild.
It's about this woman like finding her soul on the trail.
Oh yeah,
and
I never watched that
I
one.
I want to do that, but it's just the Elizabeth River Trail.
I meant to watch that like five different times. I've never watched it. It came out like a few years
do
ago.
Do you like horses?
No.
Okay, you'll probably like the movie.
Is there horses?
Well, how about
no
dem
horses?
Yeah.
That's what you were gonna say.
How about dem horses?
You mean like these nuts?
Yeah.
I love these nuts.
I did something kind of crazy.
No.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
In the past week.
Did you listen to the podcast? That's kind of crazy.
I did not. I actually did not listen to the last week's episode. I knew it would not.
On purpose?
Something embarrassing I did.
I knew it would probably make me angry to not be able to talk back and get you guys to shut up.
It was frustrating, I gotta say.
And he was
love
on the
John,
pod.
But...
Oh, pod.
Jesus
Is he an enemy
Christ.
Of the pod?
Oh, man. Yeah. He just would not shut up about mass shootings.
Oh, my God. What?
It's mostly common. It was mostly mass shootings talk.
Yeah. That is so interesting. He must be going through something.
I got a little monkey man.
Ooh, Matt got another toy.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Who's that?
His name is Blight. He's an animal warrior of the kingdom.
From Planet of the Apes?
Which kingdom?
That's racist.
The kingdom.
What is that?
It's the kingdom.
Oh.
Of Christ. Oh it's a Jew. It's a. I was going to say it's a Jewish toy. It's a Christian toy.
Can he wash my feet? I've been looking for someone to wash my feet lately.
How much?
Like,
do you want like the whole thing where they take the grindstone out and get them nice?
Yeah,
and smooth?
I want them to grind.
I've never done that before.
Got it in a pedicure?
Yeah. That's the name.
Yeah, it's
sometimes
like,
it
fine.
Seems nice. I like my like little peel masks that you put on your foot.
Yeah,
I've done one of those once.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Jeff's
it's crazy how much your fucking foot peels.
Yeah, gross.
It's almost
ass.
Embarrassing how much it peels.
Yeah.
You got to wear
yeah.
shoes for like 2 weeks afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You
yeah, want to
do it during
summer.
Winter.
If you do it during the summer, you're like wearing your Birkenstocks at work, looking like a fucking disgusting piece of slime.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you spilled frosted flakes on your shoes.
It's like, I think you need to go to the hospital.
I just tell everyone that over the weekend, I walked on coal. I did one of those challenges. And,
don't walk on me.
That's funny.
Yeah. I say I stepped on Matt's little face.
Yeah.
God
cool.
damn it.
That's cool, man. I like that.
Y'all tried to get me to do that shit, and I told somebody about it, and they're like, don't do it. Don't
what?
Do it. Yeah.
It's easy.
Y'all try to get me to do that shit. You won that prize on this podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant walk on coal. No. I was like, when were we around a coal pit?
Oh, I also
mask?
Was thinking
yeah.
that.
Oh.
Let's, a foot let's... mask? That's fine. It's not weird.
Why
to
wouldn't
do?
You do that?
Let's do talk about that foot fetish video that they put on the Super Bowl. We
the
never talked
Jesus
about that.
Jesus washed feet.
Yeah. What did you think about that?
I thought it was weird when he started licking the toes. Yeah. I was like, that's a little different.
I was like, I didn't know Jesus like sucked on him. Like,
they spent
yeah.
millions of dollars.
I didn't know he cleaned him with his mouth.
They spent millions of dollars to put out the message that Jesus was a foot freak. Like,
yeah. Right? Guess what? Bible's already the number one book, idiots.
Yeah. You fucking trolls. You already topped the bestseller list.
Right. It's like, why is McDonald's yeah. still advertising? You know? We like, get it. We know who you are.
Yeah. That was like a cool thing to do back in the day is wash somebody else's feet, but nowadays nobody does that.
No,
so it's
no,
like
because we wear shoes.
Yeah,
because
we got
yeah.
shoes.
I got barefoot. Shoes and socks.
Like
on.
What would it be?
Wait, do you wash your feet when you take a shower?
No,
every
yeah.
time?
Never at all once.
Well, what about
what?
You, Matt?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Every time?
Wait.
Yeah, every time. But I'm not thorough.
What about you?
My feet get washed by taking a shower.
Yeah.
No, your feet get wet and the runoff of dirty soap gets on them.
What can soap
washed?
Be dirty though?
Yeah, soap is not dirty.
Can soap be dirty? Is,
no, I guess no, not. Clean. It can be
soap is inherently clean.
I got Jeff
yeah, but once
good.
It's
he
I don't
folded
know.
Like a feather. Can soap be clean? Oh, you're right.
But you gotta scrub that dirt out of your feet.
Do
how much
you?
Dirt are you scrubbing today?
Are you doing that?
Not every
are you
time
walking
I shower,
in mud?
But like at least once a week.
Never.
I feel like my feet get itchy if not because I wear the same socks so many times.
What? That's your issue. That's yeah. gross.
Like, wait, I'm gross? I wash my feet, you whore.
I wear clean socks, so I don't.
They're not
have
clean.
To,
your feet are filthy.
I don't
freak.
Have to scrub down my feet
every
well, you
day.
Got
do you wear clean socks every day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, I don't
do
have a washer.
You do?
Yeah.
I think Jeff and I are on the same wavelength, and then
socks?
It depends.
Socks
are if I
not
sweat,
repeatable.
I'm not.
No, socks are not a repeatable sock. Yeah.
If I sweat, no.
I.
If I wear them all day, but you ever just put on socks to go to the store and then take them off? You
well,
throw
different.
Those in the wash?
That's different.
That's different.
Oh, so now there's...
Well,
oh.
like, you're making it sound like you're wearing socks over and over and over yeah. again.
How many times do you think I've worn
I
the socks
I think these socks
right
I've
now?
Worn 4 days in a row right now.
I'm on four, too.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Friday,
but
Saturday,
I haven't
Sunday,
been wearing
Monday.
Them the entire day.
This is embarrassing.
And I wasn't
really?
Going out.
For you guys.
I don't think so.
No, wait, not 4 days in a row.
I bet y'all
because
washed
on Saturday,
your...
I walked. So that was, what, 3 days ago? Or 2 days ago.
Wait, you went on a walk and you haven't washed your shoes yet?
I don't wash my shoes every walk.
Socks. He meant socks.
No, I'm saying it hasn't been that long because I did not... continue to, maybe I did.
Y'all are little freaks.
Wait, you guys want to hear about the thing I did?
No, wait, hold on.
Wait.
I think we were circling back now. We did a whole, yeah, who was the gene person? Was that Austin Gamlin?
What?
Who was that? Remember, we're like.
That was Keys.
No, that was
fucking that
Keys? Keys.
Okay, yeah, I forget, sorry, but remind me. How
that his entire story was.
He doesn't wash his pants.
How often do you wash your pants?
Okay, yeah, yeah. How often do you wash your jeans?
Molly? Jeans?
Jeans.
It depends on the wear and tear.
But
you wear them more
week.
Than once.
Once
yes.
a week, baby.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Jeans are repeatable. Like,
so
stuff
why,
like that's repeatable. Socks
so why not
are
socks?
Not. They're like underwear.
It's an inner layer, yeah.
Socks are underwear.
Wait, underwear is not repeatable?
All right, well,
no.
we might
to,
differ on that one,
you're
Jeff.
Supposed to change your undies.
I'm joking.
Yeah, you're not.
Well, underwear I wear all day. Socks I will put on and take off
willy-nilly.
Willy, like during the workday, like, hey guys, guess what time it is? Jeff, no sock time.
Jeff's whipping his toesies out at his cubicle.
Especially with it like getting a little warmer outside, I'm not gonna wear socks very often.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, but
I got so many socks too.
But then now, okay, that's a knock against us, because then you wear your feet inside shoes without socks. That's kind of nasty.
Right? I always wear my feet. I always wear my
feet. But I'm not putting my feet inside shoes without socks.
You're not? Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
No.
Flip-flops?
I guess flip-flops if you count that.
Yeah, you gotta
count
that.
But I'm not wearing those yet.
Cause
fucking February, Mike.
I wear a lot of feet without socks.
What? It's good to have you back, Molly.
Yeah.
Where would this fucking podcast be without your girl?
Without feet and thoughts.
Your girl.
I love when there's like a mass shooting and then people's like, I'm sending my feet and thoughts.
Get John back in here.
I know. I should. No, we're leaving that in the past. No cum, no
shootings. No cum,
feet and
no
thoughts.
No shootings or blank shoots.
I didn't even listen.
Is it customary to bring candy?
Yeah,
it is.
Thank you. Oh my God.
So you can put it in the statue of us.
Our guest today brought us candy to put at the statue of us.
Tell us what you got.
I got Easter brunch candy,
oh,
jelly beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
I got Dr. Pepper.
Dr. What? Pepper Peeps. I want to try
Dr.
that.
That's
Pepper
very strange.
Oh, that sounds disgusting. I want
got
that.
Coffee jelly beans.
Oh. Weird. Oh, Dunkin'. Are they all coffee flavored?
Yeah, it's toasted coconut coffee, butter pecan, French vanilla, caramel latte.
That sounds
I
great.
Can see how those work.
You do some really fancy.
I can see what kind of candy
Oreos
eater
and
you
then
are.
Space Oreos.
I've been wanting to try those.
What are they?
Give me.
They're bisexual Oreos.
They're bisexual
Whoa.
Oreos.
It's a gender reveal in your mouth every time.
It's a gender reveal in your mouth. So you eat these, and then everyone knows your sexual preference.
It's like the Phoebe Bridgers of Lady Gaga Oreos.
Okay, yeah.
I don't
Whoa.
Get that reference.
I know exactly.
Too deep for me.
I get that reference exactly.
Ooh.
Space
but what are
ducks?
They? Are they blueberry and raspberry?
Whoa.
They're probably
Whoa.
Just colored. It's probably just colored cream.
And they got a hole in the middle.
You can't say that during Black History Month, Molly.
Yeah.
By the way, welcome, Michael Yeager, our Black History Month
finale.
Did you tell? Did you tell the audience what happened?
Yeah, we did. I don't know. It's kind of a mulligan in the last one.
All of our episodes with Angel had to get canceled because he hurt himself. But I think
somebody's globule dropped.
Ooh.
I'm willing to share.
Oh, that was mine. Mine lasted long.
I'm willing to share Women's History Month with Angel if he wants to come back.
Oh my God! It has crackles in it. It's got pop rocks.
Holy shit! It's got pop rocks in
my
it.
My mouth is.
We're eating.
Can
by,
you hear it?
We're eating by Oreos. Oh my God.
It's brown noise, like you put it on static when you sleep. Just listen to the podcast.
Mmm. There you go. Thank you.
I thought that was called white noise.
Well,
on Black History Month,
it's brown noise.
You can do, there's also like pink noise and there's orange noise. There's a lot of different kinds.
All right, let's go.
The brown noise or the brown note.
Let's go commercial.
It's the note that you play that makes everyone shit themselves.
Let's go commercial, and then Molly's going to tell her thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I forgot that I have to hit the button.
I didn't even hit it earlier.
Fucking laptop.
You thought I was doing good at my job. Are you tired of waiting to find out the gender of your baby?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not, sir?
No, I'm not.
You enjoy the wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. It's like edging. So now you can put a plant in the ground that might come out purple or green or blue. I don't know what color it is.
Holy shit.
And that will be your baby.
What's green mean?
Green means abort it.
What's
so,
blue?
Blue is boy.
What's red?
Red is girl.
What's pink?
Pink doesn't exist, you idiot. It's actually a shade of red.
Oh, okay. Thanks for cleaning
you,
it
sir.
Up.
Yeah.
I see you watching from the side of the street. You can come closer.
Oh, well, I was just jerking off, but sure.
Oh, perfect. Edging, as I stated earlier in this pitch.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am edging, because I did not come. Yet.
You didn't come. And was that because I stopped you from coming?
Yeah. Whoa, you're right.
Right.
Wait, so are you selling something?
Yeah, can you come for me now, sir? I will show you the gender of your baby.
Okay, I just did. Oh, wow.
Oh, very nice O face, sir.
What the fuck is happening?
It's red.
Okay, so
it's a girl.
Do I owe you money?
No, you should go to the doctor. Work? You should go to the doctor, sir.
Are you, what is this? Are you a therapist?
You just came blood, sir. You need to go to a doctor right away. The wee woo police are here. everyone run. We must get out of here.
The How Embarrassing Podcast is a proud sponsor of the Wee Woo Police. That's right. Thin Wee Woo line.
Wee woo, wee woo. It's the sound of the police. Wee woo, wee woo. It's the sound of the police. All
worth
right.
It.
That was good.
And we're back. Okay, so we do have our guest, the beautiful Michael Yeager, here in the house today.
But before you had something to say, we kept kind of marching on top of you.
Did you have something to say first?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did something this past week.
I totally forgot about that.
Me too. It was a big secret.
Big secret.
I brought someone with me who I swore to secrecy, but I have a feeling they might have blabbed.
Ooh. Wait, should we rate that Oreo?
Wait, you brought someone here?
No,
wait,
to my secret thing.
Wait, I'm lost.
I did something secret this past week, okay. And I brought someone with me, and I don't know if they blabbed about what my secret thing I did was.
Was it someone in the room
so
that came with you?
I regret setting this up. Let's
go. So first we have to find out about the event, and then we have to find out about the person.
Right. Okay.
You don't have to know who the person was. I just didn't want to feel stupid if you guys were like, we know. We already got told.
You went to a secret thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you went to a concert.
Mm-mm.
You went to a birthday party.
Was it a baby Mm-mm. thing?
I did something.
What'd you do?
You got your wisdom teeth out?
I did something that's part of my New Year's challenge.
Oh, you did stand up?
Yes.
Oh, nice. I did not know about this. Where'd you go? What'd you do? Where?
I went out to Kazi's Comedy Club in Newport News on Thursday night.
Okay.
And it was interesting because... The way they do it is everyone puts their name in like a little lottery ticket basket.
Yeah.
And that's how they determine the order. They just pull names. So you don't know when you're going to go.
It's a little annoying.
So I went almost last. By the time I was doing my set, one of the other comics' girlfriends was asleep on the table.
I love open mics.
Not a lot of people knew my material.
That's a good thing.
if they all knew your material, you would have been stealing it.
I meant they couldn't relate.
Oh, they couldn't get it?
Not a lot of Taylor Swift fans at the show.
Not a lot of women. And not a lot of people over the age of, I'm going to go ahead and say 25.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you were an old.
I was the oldest woman that those boys have ever seen.
Whoa. Probably older than their mothers.
It was really fun. And my goal with doing these open mics, I want to get, so I had guest film. I had a guest film my set.
Was it Gabe?
Was it John Regan Wharton?
So I brought John and I brought Eva.
Oh, okay.
So Eva filmed.
Okay.
I was like,
that's a good support
crew. I cannot trust John to film.
No, you can't.
No. Uh-uh. He'd be like stopping you in the middle of the set and being like, I'm just a little confused.
No, he would have like,
Molly,
I
didn't know
like
that there's
taken a picture or something and been like, oh, I got a lot of pictures and some videos. And I'd be like, well, the point was I wanted the video of the whole thing.
He'd be like, Molly, is there a lens cap on a phone? Because I think I found one and I put it on your phone and then I forgot to take it off your phone.
Molly, I was in the bathroom. I'm so sorry.
But I record the audio.
It just sounds like piss the whole time.
Pissing. But it was very fun. I enjoyed it. I want to find other open mics in the area, but mostly my goal is to do a bunch of open mics, film them so that I have video, because to
proof.
Submit to comedy festivals, you
nice.
Have to submit videos.
Cool.
And I would rather do comedy festivals than open mics.
That's awesome.
And based on what I saw at Kazi's, I'm already in the top 5% of local stand-up comedians. So,
nice. Yeah, that's why you closed out. You went last.
Yeah, I was one of the closers for the show. But yeah, it was a good experience.
Good work.
I was out late. I was out way past my bedtime.
Oh, I'm sure.
I didn't get home till like 11.
Oh, I was going to say like 1 a.m.
Yeah,
or something.
I would
one.
Have never stayed out till 1.
Yeah, those open mics.
On a school night, I would have never stayed out that late.
How many was like 20 comedians?
It was 20-ish,
yeah. Whew, that's a long night.
Mm-hmm.
They stood up? Mm-hmm. No sitters. But
it was 20, and he was like, usually there's way more than this. Like, apparently, usually at Kazi's, you only get like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But everyone got 5, which was cool.
Oh.
And the more people, the more people I saw go, the more confident I felt. And I said, it turns out I'm famous.
I actually had Eva send me the video. And if you can just play that audio for me.
Yeah. Okay, coming to the stage is somebody who we really don't know, but they look really weird and funny. Coming to the stage is Molly Graham.
Oh, I thought you were going to do...
My pussy is so old.
Now you guys have to do a callback situation.
How old is
your pussy? My pussy is so old that it grades your school papers.
Why do I sound like an old Southern woman? My pussy
has the vapors.
So anyway, that is the update on my New Year's resolution journeys.
Good work.
I'm going to continue on it.
That's cool.
Nice.
I started my paint by numbers.
Hell yeah. And you finished your Wooble.
And I finished my Wooble. So you're doing a good Lego castle. So I'm being a very creative boy this year.
Yes.
Wait, which Lego?
And we both successfully.
The Hogwarts castle, sir.
We both successfully did Dry January, which I don't know if
I feel like we didn't
on.
Get celebrated enough.
We
for
did
it.
Not get celebrated you know? Enough because that was no one believed in us.
No one.
No one thought we could do it.
The foot washer himself had doubt.
I feel like you guys also operate in spite a little bit too, right?
Operate in spite?
Excuse me?
What the fuck?
I'll show you fucking spite.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
You know, I hear that Jesus...
We're fueled by hatred. That's the only way I get anything done.
Jesus spite washed feet. He's like, oh yeah, you little... Fuck, you'll freaking wash
your
feet.
Yeah, he fucking hate-fucked those feet.
Hell yeah. Well, we have a guest today in the dude.
And he brought us
It's
snacks.
Been so long that, like, a guest came on. Oh,
I know,
wait, do we want to talk
to
Oreos? What do you guys think about that Oreo?
I like it.
I like them.
Yes, I don't know.
Better than regular Oreos. Better than maybe any Oreo I've ever had.
Well, you know I've
And
been...
I'm not a fan of
Is
Oreos.
Is the Pop Rocks coming from the candy part?
Talking to the microphone,
the cream.
The cream.
You really gotta have a fucking shove your face in that.
Yeah,
mic.
Get right
yeah,
up. On
get
there.
Right up in the. Let's hear that crackle. Yeah.
I can hear it.
I can hear it. And I also I've gotten really into Oreos recently, so this is the 6th Oreo I've had today.
Recently,
kind of flavor.
Different flavors. 6 different flavors.
No. I just ate about 5 Oreos before I left my house.
Oh,
and well,
not as exciting.
What I did was I had 2 when I got home. I had 1 while I was cooking dinner, and I brought 2 in the car while I was driving.
Oh.
I think Oreos might be my least favorite.
Your
least
favorite cookie?
Honestly.
We have had this conversation.
Wait, really? Mm. On the pod?
I can't think of one cookie I like less.
Chips Ahoy?
Yeah, Chips Ahoy.
You like Chips Ahoy
sure.
better than
Chips, the
Oreo?
The soft baked? Yeah, Chips Ahoy.
The like chewy one?
I know what ones you don't like.
What?
The lemon cream.
You're right.
Limoncello.
I don't like any type of
no
citrus
lemon,
in
no
my
lemon.
Baked
oh, what's
good.
The one that's like a lemon shortbread covered in confectioner sugar? Those are disgusting.
Oh,
yeah,
they are.
They're really
bad.
I'm not sure.
They're horrible.
You got a great voice, Mikey. You got a voice for
I
radio.
I think the Pop Rocks add something.
To your voice?
Yeah.
To my voice?
You sound like you're like in an old radio station with all the crackling.
I think I had too much sugar, though, because I do have like a bump on the inside of my cheek.
Like a sore?
Like a
yeah,
sore?
That's sore.
That's like a herpes?
Yeah,
thing?
That's herpes or cancer. It's not from sugar.
Yeah, sometimes
it could
well,
be
it
from sugar.
It just popped up with the Pop Rocks.
Well, that's effective medicine. Cookies.
Okay.
I think that the Pop Rocks just made you realize it. Like one popped up against your cancer sore in your mouth.
Mm. So are you saying the bisexual Oreos saved my life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, here, try this. Put your hand, your palm in front of your face.
And if you did,
wait.
Exactly. Exactly. You were gonna lean over the table and slap her face
dude.
Into her, or
you
her
were gonna
into
play
her face.
Slappity doodah up on this face.
Right, and only I can do that.
Yeah. Okay, back to Michael
back
with
to
the
me.
News.
Michael,
should I tell a story?
Yeah, tell a story.
Yes,
and pass around those Dr. Pepper peeps, dude.
You want a Dr. Pepper? Here, let's do the Dr. Pepper peep first.
Dr. Pepper.
I'm trying to think of the flavor.
Be
of Dr.
a pepper.
Pepper.
See, I hate Peeps, but Dr. Pepper's I'm not really like a Peeps guy vanilla, either.
I don't
cherry.
Hate them though.
It's like a Dr. Pepper. Yeah, it's like a cherry-ish.
Okay, he's having a really hard time with this wrapper.
It's got the hardest time.
He's got 23
flavors.
23 flavors. Yeah.
This Peep
there
has
we go.
Only one as Dr. Pepper.
Wait, only one of those Peeps are Dr.
No,
oh.
Dr. Pepper.
And you gotta guess which one.
Okay, the Peeps are a soft copper.
Okay.
Color.
Wow, that's a good these description. Are the softest Peeps I've ever felt.
Yeah, I've never had a fresh Peep.
Me either.
Yeah, I guess they're always like in a basket connected to a bunch of fake grass.
These are so fucking cute.
If you drive by the Peep store and they have the light on, you get fresh Peeps.
Yeah, they're fresh and ready, yeah.
Well, pass them around, Molly. No,
yeah,
she
them. Wants a second before she's even put it in her mouth.
Do you like them, Molly?
They're kind of like...
How's it feel on your cancer sore?
It's like a sweet...
I don't like marshmallow,
don't
but
either.
They do
here
smell exactly
okay,
like...
Okay, so we all don't care
yeah,
for
they're
Peeps.
Like a... But a fake
ooh,
Dr.
I do
Pepper.
Like Dr. Pepper. That's like
they
one of my
smell,
go-to.
They smell exactly like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I like that taste. It's like a brief moment of taste.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, it does taste like... And then it goes away.
It's like
LaCroix. It smells exactly like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
It's when now on LaCroix they have like lime and it's like Dr. Pepper, LaCroix, Peep.
Why is a rum and coke with lime called something different than rum and coke?
What's it called?
Cuba Libre? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it is. Somebody said that last night at the bar.
Oh, I think it's so cute that they're called, they're Peeps and it comes in, the serving size is 10 chicks.
Oh, Dr. Peeper. Dr. Peeper.
Yeah, I feel like the first time, like right when you put that in your mouth, you're like, oh, I see how it has Dr. Pepper, but mm-hmm. before you can finish that thought, it's all
yeah,
gone.
It vanishes.
Dr. Peeper.
Yeah, it's a whisper of Dr. Pepper.
A whisper
Pepper.
In the wind.
Dr. Peeper.
Dr. Peeper.
A chick in the night.
Yeah, I definitely never had a fresh Peep before.
Yeah,
Dr.
That was, Dr.
Peeper.
That was
they're
my
better
first fresh Peep
when they're
that
fresh.
I've ever had.
Yeah.
Still no, not really a fan of Peeps.
I would prefer a Dr. Peeper Pepper. Peep over
Dr. Peeper
the regular Peeper.
Wow.
I like a Peeper who peckles peppers.
The serving size is 4 chicks.
How many? 150 cows.
And there's 10 chicks
110.
Per package?
110 for 4 chicks?
Mm-hmm.
You could live off these.
Right?
Yeah.
2.5 servings.
That's
in
not
one
so
package.
Bad.
How much protein? Yeah.
Probably zero. It's all sugar, right?
Oh, shit. There's,
what's the macros?
There's 16 grams of protein.
Oh, damn. That's some good macros.
No, there's actually 1 gram of protein.
Those are good macros.
Oh, is it the collagen? Maybe.
I don't
gelatin?
Know.
Do you think the Dixie Chicks used to have 4 chicks because of that?
Of the serving size?
Yeah. And that they were like, fuck, we got to get rid of
they
Dixie.
They were like, we're on diets.
We got to kick Dixie that's out of the great. Band.
Yeah, so it's just chicks.
It's just now just the 3 chicks.
The chicks. Yeah.
All right.
Should I get to a story? I'll get to a story now.
Yeah, but real quick, this is a poll for the audience, for listeners. We're trying to have more audience interaction. Do you like the O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts theme song or the Emu Limu Liberty Bibberty theme song
third,
better?
Can I add a third one?
Yeah.
Chimney Hill, Chimney Hill.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a local one, I believe.
I was going to say, I've never heard that one before.
There's on Holland Road, there's an area called Chimney Hill.
Wow.
And they like.
Cool.
I used to come on the radio.
What was the.
Is it what mattresses?
Was this a mattress place?
Chimney Hill, Chimney Hill.
Yeah, I remember the location, but I don't remember.
Chimney Hill, Chimney Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about 1-800-STEAMERS?
Yeah.
Stanley Steamers make carpets cleaner.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so chime in.
What do you mean chime in?
I mean, we have the lines open.
Oh.
Oh, we're going live with it.
Yeah.
What? I thought Michael was going to tell a story.
Yeah, go for it, Michael.
This is a recent story.
Okay.
As in Saturday?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was Saturday. So it's Friday night. We all perform at comedy.
Fall Out Boy.
We all perform at comedy.
We all perform at comedy.
We had a Vessel show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had some drinks at the Vessel show.
We sure
it
did.
It was some fun times.
What's the Vessel show?
The Vessel Show is a improv social. On
so
the,
anyone can come and show
it's
up.
It's a hangout. It's a bang out.
Mm-hmm.
And we just do some improv together.
Yep.
At a place called Vessel, right?
At it's a not place like, called Vessel.
Coffee house in the Chelsea District next to Porch. And
they serve booze. It's nice.
It's fun. Sandwiches. It's good.
It's a fun little spot. I like it.
And then we went to Torch afterwards, had a few other drinks.
Nice.
Then I was with my boyfriend was there.
This was Charles. The night that I got a ride home and had to walk.
Yeah. Oh, this is all coming together.
You walked back to Torch?
Yeah, on the Elizabeth River Trail.
Yeah.
This is a callback to his embarrassing story.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm following now.
now we're all on board.
So by the time we all leave Torch, I'm pretty good and drunk.
Torched.
And
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Get torched.
And so I go back to Charles. It's like, hey, where do you want to go next? He's like, oh, let's go to MJ's, which is a gay bar. I don't know what street it's on. It's on Granby or Golly?
It's on Granby.
Yeah,
it's on Riverside.
Yeah, it's in Riverside, yeah.
And so we start drinking there again. Nice. I get a free shot. Have you ever had a... What's it called? Peanut butter jelly shot?
No.
Oh, probably. I feel like that's something Trip would buy me randomly.
Yeah.
It's like cranberry juice and that peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds good.
It was pretty good.
Okay, and so they were hitting.
Mm-hmm, and then I had a few more drinks.
Uh-oh.
And so I was pretty good at toasted. So, but the next morning I wake up.
It went from torched to toasted.
Nice.
And I wake up and I'm super hungover.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm like, Charles, I need to throw up.
Oh, no.
And so I throw up a few times.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay now?
One of the wobbles?
Globbles. The ceiling fell.
Right at the scariest part
of
the story.
Right at the quietest part of the whole podcast. Okay, so are you okay now?
I'm okay now.
Okay. Yeah.
But I wasn't... threw up where?
In his toilet.
Okay.
But this is not the embarrassing part.
Okay.
The embarrassing part comes because then we go to Stockpot.
Okay.
And I'm still not feeling great, but I'm like, you know what? I'll order something light.
Ramen?
Healthy. They have
What's
a good brunch.
Stockpot?
It's a restaurant near Selden Market.
Okay.
Ooh.
So they have like brunch and things.
Shit.
They have like a fried rice brunch thing.
I thought it was that's not a ramen spot?
It is. That's at night.
Oh.
This is the morning.
They have brunch on weekends.
Brunch on weekends.
Okay.
It's good.
Heard of it?
Yeah. So I got the...
I've had ramen once there.
Is it good?
No.
Mm.
It was fine.
My favorite ramen spot.
It was spicy miso, and it didn't taste like miso, and it wasn't spicy.
I don't know if I've never had good ramen, or if I don't.
I don't
like
think I'm
ramen.
A big
never?
Ramen guy.
Have you gone to Alkaline?
No, Alkaline's the best.
Fusion. No,
Alkaline I think is the best, but I still don't care for it that
it's
much.
It's just
my favorite
soup,
place.
Right?
It's just soup with noodles in it.
I don't find it filling. I don't find it.
No. Do you like pho?
Nah.
I'm not a fan of pho, but I love ramen.
I don't want soup noodles. Yeah. I'm not a noodle
Ikron?
Guy, though.
Matt, have you been to
I'm
Ikron?
A noodle girl.
Mm. Who, where?
Ikron, Military Circle, behind Boston Market.
Oh no.
Behind Boston Market?
Yeah, behind Boston Market is a strip mall with an Ikron as a ramen place. It's really good.
It's in the dumpster of Boston Market.
Yeah.
They use some of the discarded chicken bones for the broth.
There's just a bunch of frozen meals hanging out in there.
If you ever Military Circle, go on chicken bones.
Go behind the Boston Market. There's a ramen place. It's incredible.
I do like Noodle Man.
Oh, Noodle Man's good. Noodle Man's good.
See, I went to Noodle Man and I said, this isn't for me.
Yeah,
I like their appetizers and some stuff, but the just noodles in a big soup?
Yeah. I think
not
maybe I
thing.
Don't like ramen because it's too hard to get to the noodles.
Oh, I'm slippery.
And I think I'd rather just make it at home.
And messy.
That makes it sound like,
messy noodle.
It just slurps all over my face.
Gummy.
So I ordered the Turkish breakfast.
Okay. What's a Turkish breakfast?
Turkish breakfast has a whole bunch of fresh food stuff like cucumber salad.
Okay.
Hummus. Falafel.
This is not pita. Breakfast stuff to me.
No, but it's
brunch. So
it
that's
like
lunch.
A brunch. It has like a brunch. Okay, okay. Like it's got a pita.
But it's called Turkish
points.
Breakfast.
It has two fried eggs.
Your mom's a fried egg.
Oh, this is brunch.
Olives.
Sorry, I was being a cunt.
So the whole time I am taking little baby bites.
Mm-hmm, like
of course.
Yeah. Because your tummy's still
little,
upset.
Little baby bite of hummus and pita. Someone's like, I'm not going to eat
I feel like hummus and pita is a good like hungover snack.
Yeah.
So, you know,
get
and like
some
eating
protein
some hummus,
in there.
Some pita.
Yeah, and it's like base.
Bread.
Yeah, it's a lot of base stuff.
No, so it was a challenge. I was eating in like half an hour. I was going through it. I was like one bite every minute. It was tough to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, making my time. I'm feeling
you shouldn't
terrible.
Have been there.
I shouldn't have been there. I was like, ah.
You should have had him go get you
breakfast
and then laid in bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You should have said chop chop.
But I felt, but since I threw up in the what's it called?
Toilet.
A toilet in the safe space.
Toilet.
In the how you say.
toilet.
He's a little Turkish now
Turkish.
After that breakfast.
But the egg was weird. I would say that. The one thing was the
egg. Ooh.
We are anti-egg.
Molly and Nate aren't fans of egg. And we had a really weird egg lunch experience one
it
time.
It was like a pale, soft yellow. Yeah. It was like the soft yellow of...
yes.
We know,
boiled egg.
Yeah.
We know
no,
weird
it was
egg.
Like, it was like the pale... paleness of this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he's holding up a gremlin.
I'm holding up a gremlin, and like his tummy is a soft pale yellow.
Okay.
Was
okay.
it sous vide?
I'd say it's like
no, the tummy egg. Of Stripe, he's the bad
easy,
gremlin.
Easy
from
side
Gremlins.
Up, so it's leaking everywhere.
It almost ugh. Looks like the pancake brown, yellowish.
Yeah, it's kind of pancake.
A white.
Brown. But it's an unusual color pancake. For an egg.
Okay, batter.
Batter.
Batter up! And so, you know, sometimes right, like you
so
get...
your egg was the color of pancake batter.
Yeah, so it's like, it started to touch my other food. I started getting a little bit more sick. I'm like, oh
no.
So I, you know that thing where you go like, and you hold on to yourself?
Yeah,
to keep
oh,
it together?
Uh-oh.
That's
yeah.
the table that you're holding yeah. on to.
Well, it's an audio medium.
Yeah.
It's true. It's I didn't have to call it out. You're right.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden we're nearest the end. I'm like, okay, things are getting better. I'm making more steps. I'm, okay, yeah. I'm eating more toast points.
Yeah.
Like, by the end of it, I'm feeling great. I'm like, feeling better. But then all of a sudden, the tides change.
Oh no.
And my stomach, like, oh no.
Like erupt.
Oh no.
Oh
my
no.
My stomach. So this is have you ever been in a stock pot? It's very fancy. It's kind of like bougie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been.
It's for fancy people.
God damn it. I'll never be able to go there.
And the
I know with your skateboard and your Cure shirt.
Oh. So the bathrooms for this place is out in the hallway of the Selden Market, right?
And what gender are these bathrooms?
They are male and female bathrooms.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay. Don't go.
Yeah, what welcome to the South.
What
welcome to the South. If you're non-binary, you're non-welcome in Virginia.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking Yunkin.
And yeah. So the booth is very hard to squeeze out of. I'm doing my best. It's like, oh, I can feel something.
It's just the two of you?
Just me and Charles.
Okay, does he know something bad's about to go down?
Charles knows my condition.
Okay.
Of being hungover.
Of being hungover.
He's looking at me feeling so bad for me. Like, why were you? He was like, just looking at me. And then I feel it like erupt. You know, like that feel it kind of like coming
yeah.
up. It's like, oh my gosh.
And yeah. So you have like a limited amount
like
of time.
I have to go out of the restaurant. I have to walk down the hallway to get to the bathrooms, uh-huh. right? And so I stand up. There's like this family in front of me. Like they're walking slowly out the door. I'm like, come on. There's something going on. I'm trying to like cover my breath.
Yeah.
I'm cover my breath. My mouth's like, and then I get up. There's also like a set of four stairs to get to the next level to the bathroom.
Oh, that's hard.
And so I have to
obstacle course.
So I have to leap up the stairs, and something happened when I leaped up.
Oh no! Not during the leap. Oh no!
Wait, hold on.
The leap loosened.
Is it? Oh, I bet it's a fake out.
Wait,
I bet he goes out the back.
Are we gonna play our classic game?
The leap loosened.
Puke, shit, or pee.
Puke, shit, or pee.
All right, start the theme song. Sorry, we have to pause the story anytime that there's a situation like this. I guess fall could be an out. Oh. Where's the rest of our songs, Matt?
Listen. Oh, here we go. This is
He's
a good one.
He's doing the best he can.
Okay, this is better.
Puke.
Pee.
Shit.
Puke.
Shit.
Pee.
Pee.
Are you tripping and falling over?
Puke. Puke. Puke.
Pee.
Puke.
Puke.
What?
Pee.
Yeah.
This will get into a trance. That was very nice. Yeah,
thanks. I made it myself.
It's a good chance.
All right. And now for the finale. What happened? You All leapt?
Right. I leapt. I stood at the top of the staircase.
Good so on you made you. The leap.
Do you know how you ever like cover a fire hose?
Oh, God.
Oh, like
I've personally never covered a fire hose.
Or not or a like fire a, hose, but a garden,
garden
hose.
Garden hose,
like,
yeah.
And you plug it to like
make with
sure.
With your phone?
Yeah. And like, so
oh,
I did that with
no.
my mouth, right?
Oh,
but with your full hand, not just
like,
a thumb.
I was like, don't do it. Hold it out. I was doing my best to hold in my stomach.
And Charles is just watching from
no,
the dinner
table. No, he's like, you can't see.
He left.
I'm
ran away.
Yeah,
he said, fuck this.
I'm fully in the atrium
Check
at this
please.
Point.
Uh-huh.
And I cover my mouth. And it spews.
Oh no!
Everywhere. It was
oh,
like
no.
all over your face.
All over my face. It was like
oh.
Double Dare 2000. I just got. I got slimed the Kids' Choice Awards.
You just walked through the nose.
Yeah, it was just all over me. But it wasn't. So it didn't get on my shirt or my pants.
That's good.
Well, that's lucky. A little bit of my hands. It's lucky the hose sprayed that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, so I was covering it, like, my hand up. Was, my palm was on the chin kind yeah. of movement.
Like you were blowing a kiss.
Like I was blowing a kiss.
Yo, when I... When I think about this, one, I say yo, and two, I...
That says yo now, by
yo.
The way.
Yo.
I am, like, about to vomit myself, like, yeah. thinking about it.
Oh, know. Really?
Because well, I can feel the hangover,
Yeah,
too.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
I can feel yeah. what you're feeling.
But here it is. It's just, like, green, because of all the cute...
Wait, wait. Pick a item on the table and point to it. here we go.
It looked a lot like
oh, Greta Gremlin.
This Gremlin.
20 different shades okay. of green.
It was, like, this kind of, like, yellow and green color. This is the lady, wow. Lady Gremlin.
Yeah, Lady Gremlin.
So, like, stomach.
She's she a has lady. A name. She's not Lady Gremlin. She has a name. It's Greta.
Greta.
Greta the Gremlin.
Greta Gremlin, not Greta Gremlin. The Gremlin.
What about Ultimate Greta Showgirl Dress?
Ooh, well, yeah, what about her?
She looks hot.
She the hottest.
Her fucking titties popping.
She's titties. What every drag queen
wants to
queen.
Drag queen.
Drag queen.
God damn it, I did it again.
Come on down queen. To Tony's Drag Queen.
She is what every drag queen should do.
Well, then all of a sudden, I look down, and it's all over my shoes.
Oh, the shoes.
I just had it. You know,
you're
I just,
Louis.
I just,
how many people are around?
Okay, here's the thing. It's all over my hands.
Oh, no.
It's all over my face. I feel like a fucking monster.
I'm a monster. I'm picturing such like an exaggerated thing.
My back is to the rest of like the people waiting in line for, yeah. for there's a wait for the stock pot.
They don't want to eat there anymore.
They don't want to wait there anymore. So my back is, so I just like turn around like... And I see the faces of all these families and people just waiting for the stock pot just like look
horrified.
At me. Oh. We make eye contact.
Oh, you made eye contact.
And
no.
Like, and I look away.
Horrifying.
And I was like, I in the moment I'm like, I call Charles. I'm like, Charles, get
I'm not
over
going
here.
Back in
get
there.
Out.
Get over here. And he's like, why'd you call me? I'm like, look at me. Look at me.
He's like, you could have just come back in and said, hey, I'd like to leave now, please.
Why'd you call me?
I'm why'd you call me? Comment. I'm at brunch come, with my boyfriend.
Look at me.
Come look at me. Take my wallet. Pay for my things. And so I don't know what to do. So I just kind of like left it for a second. It's like, I have to. My
yeah.
face was dripping. It
I would have
like,
run away.
So I washed my face in the bathroom at Southern Market. And
all you listeners at home, if you want to vomit, vomit along.
And I go, and I,
yeah, we
I,
do sing alongs
so
and vomit along.
It's a good thing that the checks just came too, because I was able to pay my check. I tell the waitress, hey, waitress, I just threw up in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I'm being direct about this. Like,
be like this,
this is, sorry, this is my bad, but it's not inside your restaurant, but it's in
do.
The atrium.
Yeah, what do I do?
It's like, oh, you'll call security guards and they're having something clean up. And so, it was a nightmare.
Oh.
But I felt amazing afterwards.
Good.
That was the best.
Silver lining.
I felt so bad the entire morning. And then once those cucumbers and little pita chips come back up again,
yeah,
I'm sailing. I'm
like, well, what's your mom say about Hanover? You need one drink, one puke, and one...
You need two eats and two sleeps.
Two eats and two sleeps.
Yeah, so you gotta wake up, eat, take a nap, wake up, eat, take a nap,
because if I'm real hungover, my first eat is not staying down.
Yeah two eats, two sleeps.
I should have had like something before the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, just like saltines is my go-to.
But I also did that thing when we got back out there where I put chairs in front of the staircase so no one would go up it.
What?
Because
it
was
at
the top
vomit.
to block the flow
yeah.
of traffic up the staircase.
Oh, man.
But there was this girl that was like texting on her phone, like walking closer. And I was like, wait, go around. Don't go. Someone did. Yeah, go around.
Someone threw up here.
Some disgusting bitch.
Someone threw up here.
On the Lord's day.
Look at what's in front of you and walk away.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if she didn't see the chair,
slipped
over them,
and she
slipped
went,
in the vomit.
Whoa!
She went down the stairs, cracked her head,
very
million-dollar baby style.
Ooh. Oh, whoa. Broke her fucking neck?
Wow. Yeah.
What a dumb fucking movie.
Was that Sarah Bareilles?
Clint Eastwood needs to die.
What
I hope
was
he
that chair
so
doing there?
Done with. I've always hated Clint Eastwood. My parents have had an autograph of
Who's
him.
The actress in that? Sarah Bareilles?
Hillary Swank.
No, Hillary Swank.
Sarah Bareilles.
She was in Waitress.
Yeah.
The musical.
She's the one who's saying, not gonna write you a love song.
Not gonna be a man, you're not a baby.
Because she wasn't.
That's a horrible story.
I've
thrown up in public. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can usually get it somewhere behind a dumpster mm-hmm. or something.
Make it somewhere.
I think anytime I didn't, I found out about it in the morning and have no memory of it, which is nice.
Yeah.
I know I got, I threw up all over the patio of Twist in town center.
Twist.
A while ago.
I threw up in the parking lot at Tap House.
What a Tap
parking
House.
Parking lots are fine.
I was like, parking lots are fine. I was like near people though. I think I was talking to you and throwing up.
Like, hold on a sec. Which, like, all right, I'm back.
Great.
Yeah.
It was a wild. It was very shocking.
Sometimes you
myself.
Think it's a burp, you know, like
farts
and shits farts your pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Farts and sharts.
Farts and sharts. There's also burps
and
throw
up
slurps.
With puking too, once a little bit happens, it's mm-hmm. over.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are trying to make me vomit now.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Farts and sharts, they free.
Yo, bro.
Yo,
bro.
Yo, I'm about to
vomit.
I'm sorry,
bro. I'm sorry.
But overall, like, I blocked the path. It was on
you
tile. It wasn't in the. And it wasn't in the. It was on.
I think that's
tile,
more than you
the...
needed to do.
Yeah,
I would have fucking run away.
The way I would,
and I would like text Charles and been like, "You have to pay. I'll Venmo you
I
back.
Said,
I don't give a shit.
I would have said,
"You're
on your own.
Yeah,
you're on your own.
Have
kid.
To leave always.
Yeah, I'm gone. I died and I'm vanishing.
Mm. Yeah, if you ever think of me again, no, you didn't.
Yeah. I don't exist. Fool.
Yeah, fucking forget.
Yeah,
it was a memory to remember forever.
That God is a memory damn. To remember.
You know what another memory is to memory together?
Oh, ad break.
Ad break.
Whoa. Hey, can I have some of that ramen?
Yeah, you can have some, I guess. It's kind of just my personal bowl, but...
Okay, I just want one bite.
That's fine, honey.
Okay.
You just always do this, and you say, oh, I don't want anything, I just want a salad. And then you stab my food.
I can't find the noodles.
They're down in there. It's in a soup.
Ugh,
it's called ramen.
Never mind.
It's called culture. Oh, you're giving up so easily?
Yeah, I'm going to go have mac and cheese.
That's also kind of a ramen.
But they're easier to find.
But it's in like a broth of cheese.
Do you ever have trouble finding your noodles?
Yeah.
Do you wish that you had a tool that could help you find the noodles?
Uh-huh.
Well, How Embarrassing is proudly sponsored by Noodle Finder. It's a new app where you can find noodles within 15 feet of you.
Oh my God. I'm looking at this and whoa, there's a noodle 15 feet away from me.
Oh my gosh.
In the bathroom.
Hi, I'm a gay man who can't get erect.
And he's covered in
you,
sauce.
Oh, hey.
Are you
I'm looking for some noodles.
Nice. Well, my dick is very noodly.
Hell yeah.
It's covered in cheese sauce and
that's
right. Limber.
That's right, everybody. If you use code HowEmbarrassing at Apple Podcast Store /noodles, you can also find a penis with sauce.
And noodle doesn't have an E at the end, does it? Just an L?
Yes. Noodles.
Exhilarating. All right.
Perfect.
Mike, what's story number two?
Oh, story number two. This is another.
Oh, you have a story?
I could have another story.
I don't
Holy
know. What
shit.
Do you want to do?
I was thinking about another story.
We have like time for games or story.
I don't have a game.
This is a quick story.
I don't have a game.
Oh, we got a quick story.
Quick story.
Yeah.
And then we get. Do you want to try these brocks?
Yeah, pass
and
around we'll, the yeah. the brocks.
Okay, this story is very quick. It's also embarrassing. This is also with Charles.
And these...
Oh, is it Easter soon? Is that why?
Yeah, it's Easter okay. soon.
Oh,
yeah.
It is Easter,
Easter
soon.
Easter
brunch.
What the fuck is Easter all about?
Insane.
I don't
Easter
get it.
Easter is in March this year.
I thought as a kid it was like, okay, it's crazy. Easter Bunny. You get a basket, you do the eggs. But now as an adult, I'm like, what the fuck is it about?
Do you Jesus. Want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So it's about Jesus. Oh, it's another thing about
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, Easter is a Catholic holiday.
Oh,
well,
God.
I guess Christian, right?
Yeah.
Where... That's when Jesus rose from the dead. He mm-hmm. resurrected.
What a drama queen.
Yeah, so he got crucified, and then Easter is the day where they went to the tomb, and he wasn't there, and there was an angel there, and he had resurrected.
Mm. I have no idea which flavor I just ate.
There's
I put them all.
Blueberry
Ooh.
Maple pancake.
That's Ooh.
Blue.
Berry I'm not going to eat any of them because I'm not going to lie. I've had too much sugar today and I feel caramel, insane right
caramel
now.
Caramel cold blue.
You have cancer in your mouth?
My mouth feels maybe that's like what I tried. On caramel. Fire.
Cold blue. Cold
chocolate blue. Glazed donut?
Ooh.
Maybe that's what I had.
And
oh.
Cinnamon roll.
The fuck?
Honestly,
the
one, I think the one I had was like maybe three or four of those.
The
one
definitely tastes maple
the
syrup.
The one that you're putting
mimosa,
in your mouth right now
blueberry,
is
maple
popcorn
cake.
Cinnamon roll.
This is one that like
goes like popcorn.
Yeah, buttered popcorn was the flavor that looked like this. Ooh, it was the most disgusting one.
These are good.
Is it cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
Mm. What's I the hate one jelly
what's
beans.
What's that meme that's like, looks like a cinnamon roll could kill you. Looks like they could kill you is a cinnamon roll. Looks like they're a cinnamon roll is a cinnamon roll. Looks like they could kill you would kill you.
What the fuck is that?
So, I think that...
Mimosa sounds like it would be good, right?
It's just orange. It's orange.
You're just an alcoholic. What's the... Mimosa sounds like it would be good.
What's the ABV on these?
It just tastes like orange.
Yeah, it's just orange.
Just orange.
It's just I got mimosa. Chaser.
So...
Just chaser.
Go for it.
So, this is my... It's maybe the second month I was dating Charles.
Yeah.
And so, we decided to do like brunch at... Have you ever been to El Diablo Loco?
What?
No.
El Diablo. Oh, you guys haven't
that means
El
the
Diablo
crazy
Loco?
Demon.
Yeah.
Or
no,
devil.
No, Diablo.
It's this,
Toco?
Like. It's this
Diablo?
Burrito
what
taco place.
Earlier?
It's like a.
Where?
Phoebus. Phoebus Hampton.
Okay.
Oh, I have been there.
Yeah. It's like a. It's like. They do like smoked brisket tacos.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
cold pork enchiladas and all that. It's like a barbecued Mexican place.
What did
it's
I say
really
earlier?
Good.
Feets and foots?
Foots and feets?
Foots and
feets. And prayers?
Wait. Foots and fots.
Fots and prayers, yeah.
Foots and foots. Okay.
Foofy foofoo.
El Diablo Toco.
Yeah, so we,
El Diablo, El Loco, El Chino.
Topo
we went
Chito.
There as soon as it opened at like at 10:30 because we're like, let's do it.
Wow.
Yeah, Matt does not like things
like,
when it first
he doesn't
opens.
Like the story.
He doesn't like the name of the bar.
I just like hearing that trombone. Yeah.
But so it's a very small like dive like hole in the wall place.
Trumpet.
It's about the width of this room here.
It says trombone.
Okay.
I would say, and there's like tables just along the walls, and then the bar,
mm-hmm.
and it's very skinny walking down a little skinny hallway.
Okay.
And so when I walk in, I like there's only one other person in my in the restaurant eating at the time.
Okay.
It's my boss.
No. Oh! That's
my boss is well. He's no longer at my. He's no longer my boss because he moved to another position. But
yeah,
at the time it was my boss. He's
damn.
Like I've known him for like a few years now. And that was a gobble. If
sorry,
and he heard the noise.
Put them both up there.
And so I make eye contact with him. I was like, oh no, my boss is here.
Yeah,
and I'm with my new boyfriend, like
yeah.
about to eat some food, and it's like only me and him in this tiny restaurant.
Hey, pass me a PBR, please. Thank you.
Ooh, I'll take one too, please.
PBR.
I'll do it. You tell the story, I'll do it.
And you're like, shit, I'm eating. My boss is going to see me
and
throw
you,
up yeah. all over the place.
And you so vomited.
So I say like, hey, Brad, that was my boss. I wave.
Did you say it like that, though?
It's like, oh, it's, hey, Brad.
Oh, wrong move.
No, I don't. I'll take one.
You should have said, hello, Sir Bradford.
Sir Bradford, thank you.
And so I turn to him to say hello. I'm still walking at this point. And
nice,
I run into the waitress, and the waitress is holding like a bunch of water cups.
Oh no!
And queso cheese.
No, not,
not
queso
cheese.
No.
Why is there so many just disasters? Like,
and a box of knives.
And a firecracker.
And so all the water's just
dirty
spilled
needles.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The queso's on the ground.
No!
Oh, that's not where it belongs.
The queso's on the ground.
Were
it
you
should
at
be
all...
on Cheeps.
Were you at all worried Cheap about beep. Your... Like, did your boss know that you would be...
What is this question?
Dating a man?
What is this question? This question.
Were you like... Yeah, is your boss
yeah,
like
I never
fucking...
No, I never told really
but
told before.
But was it also like a fucking...
Like,
narc.
Would it be cool with that?
I think yeah. It's cool. Well, it's midfield, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well. That's kind of where I was thinking.
That's a lot.
But he seemed chill
that's
about
a lot
it.
In one. That's a lot it. All in one time.
Well, the whole thing was like, I ran into the waitress, then I just like took a look back at my boss, and he was like, shook his head.
Damn.
Shook his
I
head.
I don't approve.
He SMH.
So then, what happened to the queso?
Well, I guess they just ordered, got a new one now or something.
Yeah.
Oh, what, does it grow out of trees?
Yeah, was it a, oh, I guess I'll go to the queso tree.
Yeah, they went to the queso tree and milked the queso cow.
Now that's going to make me throw up. The idea of
milking a queso cow?
Queso coming out of a cow's tit?
That sounds hot.
That's where else is where it would come
out? I don't like queso.
If cows milked queso, I'd be on a farm all day. I'd have my pail out.
I thought you were going to say pants down.
I'd have my pants down. Go, quick, 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 quick.
McDonald's lawsuit.
So what was the cleanup situation? Did you grab a chair, put it in front of it, tell the girl on her text on her phone to watch out?
No, go around. There's queso here.
Watch out.
No, I think the waitress is like, I'll clean it up. Don't worry about it.
Happens all the
time.
And
I sit down with Charles and his friend at the friend who was also with us. And I just like. I
so
just,
your boss must have been freaking out.
Yeah.
It's like there's a threesome
your
in that.
Your boss is like, he's
oh my
falling.
God. Yeah. And then he was like, where'd the queso go? Oh, my God. And,
on the floor? That's not where it goes.
It must have been his queso because...
He was the only other one.
He's the only other one in the restaurant.
I never even thought it would be his queso.
That's why he left being your
boss. That's
why
he shook his head.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
You were, like, harassing him.
Yeah. That's why he SMH.
He said
like
there's this
in the
troll.
Yeah. He was with his family and...
With you know his what? Family.
Yeah. Oh, it was probably his daughter's queso.
Yeah. His daughter has polio.
Queso.
His daughter needs all that potassium and calcium from the queso tree.
Should we get queso after this?
Yeah.
I could fuck up
that's
queso.
A good idea.
I could fuck up a queso right now.
But, yeah, that was embarrassing. I just sat down quickly and just kind of...
It didn't get on you at
booth.
All?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No,
that's
not
so
this time.
Funny.
But the water did, right?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Ugh, what a mess.
Yeah, water.
Well, I guess it's just water.
Yeah,
wait, what do y'all do? I'm pulling the audience. What do y'all do at home when you get water on yourself? Call us.
At 1-800-WATER.
What?
I do have a good... No, I have a better question than
shower.
That. I have a better question than that.
I'm confused. Yeah.
If you're like making something and it's like, two cups of water.
Yeah.
And you pull out your little measuring cup put water in it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you put it in the dishwasher? Washer?
Dishwasher?
Or do you just put it on like your drying rack?
God damn.
Tongue twister.
I rock.
Jeff just. I made the mistake.
Or do you dry
12%.
I rock.
He just drank a 12% beer. He's
now
ready to
dry
go.
Rack.
I go to the drying rack. No, you put it in the drying rack.
I do too.
Yeah, you don't have to wash that.
Yeah, or Michael? Just use it again. Yeah.
You know what you do?
No, you just use it again like. The next day or the next morning.
Yeah, just use it again like socks.
Or you
want
to dry it.
You don't even have to.
Yeah, you want to dry the water off things.
You can just put it in the cabinet.
You just
it'll
rinse
dry
yeah,
there.
You just put the cabinet or you just rinse
no,
it off?
No, but then the water will sit. Do you put your stuff upside down when you put it in the cabinet?
Yeah.
It depends.
So
a measuring
no
cup?
Yeah, there's no dust.
I like the dust.
Or rat poop. Now... Same thing, same idea.
Yeah.
He's got a point.
Same idea. Same idea with the socks, right?
Bro.
So the socks, you walk around your socks, your feet get sweaty, that's water. It's fine. It's your own water.
Dude, that's not it, bro.
It's your own water. Yo. It's your own water.
That's
yo.
Not it.
Your own water coming out of your own body, yo.
Bro, that's not water.
Yo.
That's juice.
That's yo, that's
juice.
Queso coming out
that's
your pores.
Like queso. That's that foot queso. Well, Michael, thank you for coming onto the podcast today. Do you have any projects you're working on? Anything you want to plug?
I would have to plug. No, I don't have to plug.
Well, don't get offended.
Yeah, don't get mad at me.
Well, I guess I'll plug Mudita if you're in Richmond this Friday night. Oh, is this coming
it's
out?
Not
I think
Mudita.
Tyler Perry has
no,
enough.
No, it's Coalition.
Coalition.
Yeah.
I don't think Tyler Perry needs any more credit.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler.
Mudita goes to jail.
We need to do a show at Mudita that's that.
That's Mudita.
Yo, did you hear about like Tyler Perry using AI instead of like costumes for...
He
what?
Would. Instead of costumes,
I
it's a bunch
so.
Of naked people acting like the Romans?
No, like, you know how he turns into Big Mama or whatever? I think he's going to use, like...
It's not Big Mama.
CGI.
It's Madea.
It's Madea.
Madea, Madea, yeah. Madea, Madea, Madea.
I couldn't remember.
It's Madea, Madea, Madea.
Yeah, Coalition. There's an improv show at Coalition Theater on, is that Friday night?
That's Friday night.
Yeah, Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, everyone go check it out.
It's going to be fun.
There's going to be a lot of cool people in it. I'm actually, I don't think I signed up for it.
I don't think you're in it. I, like,
I'm not one of them.
What?
I'll be in it, though.
Yeah, I'll go watch.
I am an alternate.
He's so. All.
Maybe I'll be the third alternate.
So, or second okay. alternate. Who's yeah. the third?
You're all right, Molly. He's all. You're all right.
Okay, all right.
Your global just fell.
Global!
We're all alt right. Anyway.
We're all alright. We're all alright.
Oh, and I have one final question for everyone.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
You know, from all the people you know,
okay,
you were able to pick a person whose name truly suits them.
Oh.
Who would you choose?
Ooh.
I say Russell Crowe.
I say John Regan Morton. I think he has the
That's a good
name
one.
For him.
That's yeah. a good one.
No, I don't think so.
It's got to be all
John Regan Morton sounds like a prep
people
school
you
guy.
Know.
I would go with Molly. Molly's pretty Molly.
I've always thought I was a perfect
Molly's
Molly.
Graham is kind of the
Molly
perfect.
Is the
I think
Molly.
You win that.
No, the name. Your last name is suit you, I don't think.
What?
What?
Graham?
Yeah. Molly Graham?
You ever see your yeah. cracker?
You should be like yeah. a Molly Finster.
Bam.
Molly Finster?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll fucking switch it. I'll be Molly Finster.
Whoa.
Right off the pipe.
Oh my God. That was epic. Michael Yeager just threw a globule against a small, like, half inch pipe thing, and it rolled all the way down. Oh, that was
not even
epic.
A pipe. It's like ticker
gobble,
tape.
It's gobble, gobble,
these,
gobble season.
What is ticker tape?
That's that movie, Tinker Taper.
What is Tinker
Soldier Spy.
There's a what whole parade for ticker glubles, tape, and I don't know what it is.
These glubles
why is there
are
a whole goddamn
in dirt? By the way, these are the
oh,
nastiest.
I gotta show
glubles.
You. That's
it's how
magic.
He's having us clean.
That's the magic with globules. All you do is rinse them with hot water, and they're brand spanking new, but they're still sticky. It's a miracle.
Okay,
sponsored by.
Okay, guys, yeah. we gotta go wash these globules.
We gotta wash them.
To all these
Let's
little
keep
worms.
Going.
To all the worms out there. Until next time. Keep. Wiggling.
Oh, where's the song? Where's the music?
Thanks so much for listening to How Embarrassing Podcast at Cohen Podcast Production. If you have an embarrassing story, leave it to us and How Embarrassing, send us an email at howembarrassingpodcast@gmail.com.
Feet and foots.